The target this time isn't smog or acid rain. It's carbon dioxide. But Drexel environmental engineer Peter DiCarlo says the clean power plan announced by President Obama will also help improve public health.
Sulfuric acid can be part of acid rain, or it can be something that irritates someone's lungs. You don't want to be breathing that.
By bringing more coal-fired power plants offline to slash greenhouse gas emissions, other pollutants will also be cut. The discharge of nitrogen oxides, which can react to form ozone, will fall. So too will sulfur dioxide, which later forms that sulfuric acid. And less of each means fewer fine particles in the air. Arthur Frank of Drexel University School of Public Health says that will translate into better health outcomes.
Predominantly with cutting down on asthma attacks, both in children and adults, cutting down on heart disease, all of which have been linked for decades to polluted air.
How big of an impact the policy will have on health will depend on exactly how states choose to meet the goals. Some plants might switch from coal to natural gas or move to renewables. The limits on carbon dioxide will begin in 2018, with an anticipated 32% reduction from 2005 levels by 2030. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.